A crisis is a terrible thing to waste. Times of uncertainty breed fear, and with that comes an opportunity for new approaches, because people are willing to accept drastic measures. Even Mark Carney talked about that in the run-up to his federal budget, that it would contain sacrifices for Canadians. But when the document was delivered, it turned out the sacrifices Canadians will face are down the road. They will largely be borne by future generations saddled with rapidly inflating deficits, as this generation's leadership comes up short in the living within its own means department. Cuts to the growing bureaucracy, for example, amount to a couple percent a year over the next 5 years, and will largely be done through attrition and retirements. He missed his window of opportunity to reverse the bloat delivered by Justin Trudeau, as Ottawa now spends more on debt service than on health care transfers to the provinces. Carney has largely hung his hat on tax incentives and spending directed to productivity improvements. Those are moves that show some promise, but are small in comparison. I'm Paul Martin.